We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stoney and I must have both seen this exact same topic on Twitter because we both put it in our emails. What is the greatest home run you ever saw in person? Okay. The greatest home run you ever saw in person. I think we're going to get a lot of different nominees for this because I think there's a lot of different ways you can go here. This is not the greatest home. I mean, if you were at that Dodgers-A's game back in 88, feel free to call in and say Kirk Gibson off of Dennis Eckersley. This is not the greatest home run ever hit. It's the greatest home run that you saw in person. It can be a regular season game. It can be a postseason game. Hell, it can be a college game if you want, if for whatever reason it stood out to you.
It could be one you hit in Little League or something. I don't care.
I never hit a home run in Little League. Did you?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
The greatest home run I ever saw for me, and you know, I was there for the Maglio one, as you were. I was with you. But for me, it was in 1979. I was at the old Comiskey Park, which I loved. And it was a Red Sox-White Sox game. Jim Rice hit a home run. And it wasn't that it went that far. It just was the fastest home run I've ever seen hit. I mean, it was just, he hit it, and it just, like, with, like 1 second, it seemed, was over the left field wall. It was unbelievable. And I was, you know, there with my, you know, college roommate. And we talk about it every once in a while. You know, what's the best home run? And it's always that one. Jim Rice's home run. Comiskey Park in 1979. I'll just never forget that. I don't know why, but it just always resonated with me.
I'll read this ticket text because it's the game it's the home run that I was going to pick, and I think we're going to get it from a few people. This one comes from John in Ypsilanti. A buddy and I were at the White Sox-Tigers game when J.D. Martinez came off the DL and hit the home run on the first pitch he saw from Chris Sale. It made it so much better because we had about four too many beers in our system. We got so excited, our beers went flying. Definitely worth it. That's, as I said, from John and Ypsilanti. That was such a unique moment, and I don't quite know why it was. I mean, obviously JD had been hurt. He came back off the DL. He comes to the plate, gets a standing ovation from the crowd, which I think took everybody a little bit by surprise. Like, here's this guy. Nobody knew who he was. They picked him up from the Astros when the Astros didn't want him, and he somehow became a star here in Detroit. And the standing ovation was kind of like so ornate, and I think he appreciated it. And then the first pitch from Sale, the first pitch, and he just destroyed it. Like, it'd be like if you scripted it, they'd say, little too dramatic, little too over the top. It was unbelievable.
Don't you think the fact that it was Chris Sale had a lot to do with it as well? As
it
opposed
did.
To any other pitcher, you know, or a mediocre pitcher. But
yeah.
Sale had some history with the Tigers, you know, against the Tigers for a while. People didn't really like him, and he was so damn good.
And credit Sale for challenging him, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, you know, wasting a pitch or something like that. First pitch goes right after him. I don't know. It was a pretty cool moment. I'm not sure why it was so cool, but it was a great moment. We got a lot of ticket texts for people who were at that game.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Aaron in Commerce. Good morning. You're 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, so mine was actually two in 1 week. Mickey Tettleton hitting two out of the right field at Tiger Stadium in 1 week.
Do you remember who the pitchers were? Who were they against?
No, but I remember I was sitting in right field for both of them, and to watch it go over my head and go out of the stadium both times.
Wow. I didn't know he did that. He had two out of Tiger Stadium in the same week?
In the same week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw two balls go out of Tiger Stadium with my own eyes, not on TV. One was Bob Fick in the last game ever at Tiger Stadium. And then the other one was Bobby Bonilla playing for the Florida Marlins in an interleague game. He hit one out of the park. And I remember I was standing outside the Marlins clubhouse to go in and get tape after the game. And some fan excitedly came up to the clubhouse attendant holding a baseball and said, "Hey, I got the ball that Bonilla hit out. Do you think maybe I could trade it for a bat or something like that?" And the attendant looked at the ball, looked at the guy and said, "This isn't real." And I was like, "How'd you know that?" I guess the guy was holding like a National League baseball.
Oh.
And at Tiger Stadium, they used American League baseballs. It was funny. I was impressed. The guy's like, he had no time for this complete nonsense of a fan trying to claim that it was his.
He mentioned Tettleton. Tettleton hit some moonshots when he was here. I mean, they were.
Oh, yeah.
And from both sides of the plate.
I remember that what the caller was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it was probably 92, 93-ish, somewhere in that window.
Yeah.
Mine is easily Mark McGuire's, and it's not the roof shot. I wasn't at that one, but he hit one. It went out right at the flagpole.
Oh, that, yeah, the one in the dead center field. Yes.
Yeah, that, I've just never seen anything quite like that. I mean, that was just it was a graveyard out there. You know, nobody hit the ball there. And to see that in person, then I also saw Pujols just absolutely hit a line drive out of Comerica Park. I've never seen a ball move that fast.
Didn't when Cecil was having his first big year here, didn't he hit a ball onto the roof in left field? Like on a national TV game, like a Saturday afternoon game or something like that?
I remember he hit some great ones, too. In fact, Justin from Redford brings up Cecil here. What's up, Justin?
How you guys doing? I was at the game when Cecil skipped one off the roof, and I was also at the game when Cecil cleared the roof. Me, my dad, and my brother were enjoying some $3 bleacher tickets, I think they were at the time. And on the shot that Cecil cleared the roof, we were actually up in the left corner, and we're on the video. You can see us kind of sitting by ourselves. And as it cleared the roof, we could see it on the angle, because if you remember, there was a fence up there
right at
the very top of the bleachers. And we looked over, and it landed on, like, the backside of the roof that was only about half as high as the stadium. And a little old maintenance man came out, picked up the ball, and went right back in the door. And that was always just a really great memory for me with my dad and my brother going to all them games back in the day and how much fun it was and crazy it was in the Tiger Stadium bleachers.
Boy, Cecil had this town, and he was those 2 years, especially obviously the 1 year, but he was unbelievable, and he was such a great guy. I remember, I'm trying to think if I was there, and yeah, I was there. The one Gibby hit one in the lumberyard.
Yeah,
I do remember that one. His second was his first time with the Tigers or his second time? That I can't remember. My years are going away. Let's go to speaking of Gibby. Mark, in Commerce, you're 97 on the ticket.
Gentlemen, 1984, probably the most famous home run in Tiger history. Kirk Gibson's two-run home run against Goose Gossage in Game 5 of the World Series. I was down there in upper deck, right field foul line, about 50 yards away from the home run itself. But that was the most exciting home run, in my opinion, ever in Tiger history.
When you saw the video of the, you know, Dick Williams and Sparky being mic'd, what did you think?
Hey, I wish I would have seen it on TV after all that going on at the pitcher's mound and Sparky talking to Gibby in the dugout. It was just incredible. But to be there with the atmosphere and him hitting that, the sound of the ball coming off the bat, even up in the upper deck right field, was something I'll always remember. So I'd rather be there than watch it on TV.
Oh, of course.
The thing about a home run like the Gibby one you're talking about is, you know, in that moment when Kirk Gibson's standing at the plate, you're thinking home run, right? I mean, when you know, Cecil, the great power hitters.
Right.
I don't know that I was thinking Maglio would homer against the A's, but Gibby and Cecil. And so when it actually happens, you're already ramped up.
Right.
Right? And so then it just goes... I don't know. I've been at games where, like the J.D. Martinez or something like that, where it's a great power hitter up. You're anticipating, what if he homered here? And then when it actually happens, you almost hyperventilate a little bit.
I mean,
like I've been at games where when the ball actually cleared the fence, you can't believe you're actually seeing what you anticipated happening. And it's just, I don't know, there's something about a great home run that just stands out to you.
We're talking about the greatest home run you ever saw live. Got some phone calls, some ticket texts. Jeremy texts in, Jamie, Eric Munson's walk-off into the center field camera well against the Diamondbacks in 2004.
I remember the Eric Munson homer. I did not know it was a walk-off. I do remember the prodigious nature of the blast, much like the size of Willie Horton's number one slot.
In All-Star Baseball.
Yeah, in All-Star Baseball. But I didn't know it was a walk-off. That's something.
Rajay Davis, walk-off grand slam versus the A's. Almost saw it.
Yes.
Pretty boring game till the eighth inning. We left early to go downtown. My dad still hasn't forgiven me. So that doesn't qualify because he didn't see it live. But that was a great home run.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. Strike that from the record.
Yes. How about this one? Vlad Guerrero Jr. playing in Lansing for single A ball, and I was at a Lugnuts game, and he launched a ball to center field that had to have been at least 500 feet, and he was only 18 at the time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool one because you probably knew who he was and you knew of his reputation.
I was wondering if anybody was going to call with this one or this type of home run. Let's go to Joe in Livonia. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, folks. How are you?
Good.
Good. The best home run I saw happened a while ago. It was Juan Gonzalez, who only played, I think, a couple years with the Tigers. I think this was in his first year.
1 year.
Get an insight. 1 year, okay. Did a home run, inside the park home run, bounced off the center field fence, rolled towards right center field, and Juan wasn't exactly the most fleet of foot, but he was chugging around the bases, took the outfielders a while to come up the ball, and they tossed it in, and he came in head first and barely beat the throw home. It was just pretty exciting to see, and that would be my candidate for the best home run I ever saw.
I kind of remember that. I think it was a Saturday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and we were right behind the visitor's dugout, and we could see the whole thing unfold, and it was really, really pretty cool.
One of the great Juan Gonzalez memories as a Detroit
Tiger.
Yes.
Wow.
I count them on one hand.
Yes.
I do not remember that at all. That's funny.
Let's say hello to Craig in Waterford. You're 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, I think the most exciting home run that I've seen in person was Marty Castillo in the 84 Worlds. That ball just, when he hit it, it just took off, and it was pretty amazing.
Which game was that?
You know, I can't recall if it was game two or game four. I'm not sure.
Well, it couldn't have been game two because that was in San Diego.
Unless you were in San Diego.
Yes.
Unless the caller was in San Diego.
That's true.
No. It was at Tiger Stadium. So I think it was probably game four then.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was really exciting. I mean, because you didn't expect Marty Castillo to hit a home run, especially of that, you know, velocity and how far it went.
Yeah.
And one of the
some of the most memorable homers of all time are ones that come from the unexpected source. I mean, the famous Ozzie Smith playoff homer in 1985 against the Dodgers where Jack Buck says, go crazy, go crazy. So there's that one. Somebody on the ticket text at 97136 mentioned that they were at the game at Tiger Stadium when Sammy Sosa homered. It was the year he hit 66, and it was the most home runs in the month of May, or the month of, in a month, I think.
Right.
I think he hit his 20th home run of the month, and I think I was at that game too, because I remember at one point there was a Sammy Sosa Matt Anderson matchup.
Ooh.
And that was when Matt Anderson was throwing apparently 115 miles per hour. This was when he was still thought to be a really big prospect, and it was a really, really electric moment. But yeah, that Sosa homer was huge too.
That was before Octopus, huh?
That was pre-Octopus, yes.
Yes. I believe this is Galen. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, fellas. My favorite home run was the Reggie Jackson home run at All-Star Game.
You were the
sound of it.
Where were you sitting?
I was sitting in the bleachers. And to see it jump off his bat was just unbelievable. It just kept going up, kept going up, kept going up, and then hit the tower. It was crazy.
Could you see it hit the tower from the bleachers or not?
No, I couldn't see it, but you saw all this stuff falling, and then the ball fell back.
Yeah. Did you? And so, could you hear it hit the tower?
No, didn't hear it hit the tower, but
that
came off the bat like a shot. It was just unbelievable.
That's one of those sports moments, much like the Immaculate Reception, where you wish there was better video of it.
Yeah.
You know,
because
they
just think of the same thing.
Because they always go to the film for that. The actual video, I've seen it, you know, the broadcast, but it's not as good as you wished it was. Let's say hello to Jeff calling us from Troy. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, guys, the one that was most memorable for me was I think it was opening day 87. I'm not sure exactly of the year, but I'm pretty sure it was 87. It was the line drive that Larry Herndon hit off the facing of the center field bleachers. And where I was sitting in like the right field corner down the first baseline, the ball was still going up when it hit the bleachers. It was like a line drive. It wasn't even like a fly ball. It was like he launched it out of a missile launcher, and it was going up when it hit the bleachers still.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
No.
Larry Herndon had some definitely key moments for the Detroit Tigers.
The first home run I ever saw hit in person was by Larry Herndon at a San Francisco Giants game in 1979.
Didn't Herndon hit a home run in the 87, the last game of the regular season, right? The Frank Tanana game? The 1-0 game, right?
Yeah.
He was the only run.
Yep.
Yeah. I was at that game. I don't remember the exact home run, but yeah. Brian in St. Clair, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? St. Clair Shores.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at that World Series game, too, the Marty Castillo one. I believe that was game 4.
Okay.
But the home run that I'm calling about, and boy, Stone, you may remember this one. This might be before you were here. It's either spring of 82 or 83. Right as the Tigers were really starting to get good, it was like May or something, they played a game against the Minnesota. That game, there was two bench-clearing brawls. In fact, it's the game where Dave Rosma blew his knee out.
The Ron Davis, Enos Cabell, that whole deal?
Yeah, yeah. And in that, the game went into extra innings. Of course, two bench-clearing brawls, so the game was really contentious. And it got into extra innings. Kirk Gibson comes up, and I kid you not, it's like a weekday game. It was a big crowd. Everybody's chanting, home run, home run, home run. And that son of a gun knocked a home run to win the game. It was absolutely incredible. And it was akin to, not the same level, but almost like the Red Wings game where they had the brawl with Lemieux.
Right.
Very similar circumstances. I remember that game to this day. It was an absolute, for drama, one of the best baseball games I've ever been to in my life.
I remember the fight that was before I moved here. I don't remember the home run. I don't think I ever saw it.
Somebody has a ticket text here, Stoney, about Gary Sheffield. And sorry, I don't remember the game. Tigers home game, Gary Sheffield, missile to left field. Early at bat, he had a foul down the third baseline, nearly decapitated me. Then he had his missile to the upper deck and left, which struck a guy in the forehead. The guy's cap flew 30 feet in the air. About 20 minutes later, they showed the guy being escorted up the stairs, staggering. The ball looked like it left in 2 seconds. And whenever Sheffield's at bat, he pays attention. That's from Nick in Newport. I don't know if this is the same Sheff home run, but I remember a game, and I want to say it was against the White Sox, and I forget who it was. It was like the seventh, eighth, ninth inning. It was late innings, and the guy came in high and tight on Sheffield, and he was pissed, and he was hot, and he was growling back at the pitcher, and he almost basically said, "If you pitch it near me again, I'm going to hit it out of the park," and he did. Like, it was one of those things where Sheffield made up his mind, "I'm going to hit a home run right here," and he absolutely did. It was awesome.
I loved Sheffield as a tie. If he didn't get hurt in 2007, I guess it was, or 2008, one of the years, they would have definitely, you know, gone to the postseason that year.
Did he get hurt playing in the field?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
It was, yeah, and that was the same year Kenny Rogers got hurt. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more here. Let's go to Mark in Westland. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. 2014, I think it was Johnny Peralta's first game back from steroids in the playoffs against the A's. They were down 3-0. And he had a 3-run shot to left field, and I was right in left field and saw the ball just land. It was incredible. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Was that the game? It was a day game at Comerica? Is that right?
Yep. It was day game, but it was nighttime when he hit it. It was just getting nighttime. It was incredible.
Because one of those games, that was when Victor Martinez and Grant Balfour got into a shouting match at the end of the game. Remember that exchange? But the Peralta thing was great because that just showed – And look, all fans are the same. I'm not trying to call out Tiger fans because we're all the same. But I remember when he got suspended, there were some Tiger fans who were like, good riddance. I never want to see that guy back on the team. We don't need him. And then their offense went in such a hole that didn't they play him in left field?
Yes.
Because they had acquired Iglesias?
Yes, absolutely.
Left?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he could hit.
Oh, damn right he could hit.
Yeah.
And he looked like Evan Jenkins.
Still does, actually. Yeah. Still does. Mm-hmm. 97-1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.